This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
So, Dr. Batar, I'm challenged, like you, to show up for work when, you know, I'm traveling around the world, lecturing, staying up all hours of the night, barely sleeping, and I got to be coherent. So you're the man this hour, because I'm barely up.
I just got back from Denver late last night myself, so my travel schedule has been absolutely insane. Since February 1st, you know it.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to see if I can catch
no
up to you. That's all.
No sympathy.
No, nothing. No. Nothing from Dr.
Don,
Batar.
Don, give him some sympathy.
Super Don.
I slept really well last night. I feel great.
Pile on. Super Don can take over. We'll just go away. It's your show this hour. Hey, if I play this music, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to open very strangely, but if I play this music, I'm going to play some music, and tell me if you know what it's from. That's like we're going to start with a game show. All right, you ready, Dr. Batar?
Name that tune.
Yeah, name that tune. Here we go. Do you know it?
Of course.
No,
I
don't say anything. I'll ask Dr. Batar if he knows it. Have you heard that before?
Sounds familiar, but no, I can't place it.
No, and that's fine, because if somebody played that for me, I'd say this. I'd like, I think I've heard that before, but I'm not sure, right?
Yeah.
And let me just, why I'm saying this. I'm out last night at dinner in Los Angeles with my friends from the 10th Amendment Center. We found a really great organic vegan place, and they had these desserts. Like, there was one, I took a picture of it. It was so perfect, this pie. Like, it was like chocolate cream pie. And we got it. I didn't eat it yet, but it was so beautiful. I said, I know I'm going to like it. And it was as good as I had hoped. But I sent this picture back to my wife, to Nancy. I said, you got to see this. You know, so I texted to her. And rather than going, ooh, that looks really great, she says, yeah, don't bother me now. I'm watching The Walking Dead. Like, what? Right? Like, I'm excited about this. It's like, don't bother me. Whatever you do, don't call me. Watching The Walking Dead. And my friends, they like The Walking Dead, too. And they're like, they were laughing. They got it immediately. I'm not in on the joke. Super Don watches it. I don't know. Does Debbie watch The Walking Dead? Do you know?
She does not, and neither do I. But I heard from a friend of mine who's a pretty well-known producer.
Mm-hmm.
In the entertainment industry, that The Walking Dead is, and that's a show about zombies, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I figured that from the title, but I remember him talking to me, and he said that it is right now enjoying the same popularity. He said that it was the number one watched show in the country, which I find hard to believe, but it's like very close to Big Bang. You know, the comedy?
Yeah, yeah, and it's on a smaller network, right? Like, I forget the network it's on, but...
AMC.
AMC network. So, it is that. But should I be worried, Dr. Batar? I mean, have you ever sent a text to your wife of something really cool, and she says, don't bother me, I'm doing... You just leave me alone.
Well, and normally I would say, and I don't know, Don, maybe you can give Super Don, you can give your opinion on this, but normally I wouldn't say, no, that's nothing to worry about, but if she's watching a show about... You know, like zombies, and it's called Walking Dead, and she'd rather watch that than you, then that means that you need to, like, up your game a little bit, Robert.
I think at a certain point, you're like, I'm not bringing it. Oh, my gosh. But no, the thing is, it's so funny, because anybody that's really a fan of it totally gets it. They're like, and she watches it with my son. That's their thing. It's like a mommy son bonding time. They do their thing. Walking
Dead. About zombies.
I know. It's about zombies.
I think what the producer friend of mine said, but he said that the thing is, it's not about zombies, because he himself said he's a fan of it, but when he first heard about it, he's like, what the hell is this? I'm not going to waste my time watching a stupid show like this.
Yeah.
But then he watched it, and he said he got engrossed in it. And it's really, apparently, I don't even know who's in it or anything about the show, but he said you get involved with the quest and the challenge, you know, of humanity surviving and blah, blah, blah. So apparently that's what it is.
I understand. It's well written, well done, well acted, all of that, and it's gripping. But, you know, you have the great fortune. I will say that. You show up once a week. You don't have to read the news. We come in, we bring it. And I'm not complaining. I love your take on it. It's fun for us, too. It's fun for me. But, you know, Super Don especially, we cover some pretty serious stories. We have to find a light way to cover it to make people laugh, too, because we need to laugh or else we'd be bummed out about a lot of this stuff. And so when I'm, like, taking downtime from the show, I don't want to watch a show about zombies or humans barely surviving in a world of zombies because we're covering stories about that in real life all the time.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but that is true in many ways because we are dealing with the... with the zombie-like planet, because you know, you start looking at how people are allowing, as you say, you know, sheeples, as the sheeple allow the governments to dictate their actions and let the pharmaceutical companies do it. In a way, that's true. We are trying to survive in zombie land.
Yeah, and I think it's an analogous, if you could say, it's like an analogy, if you will, of not literal zombies coming back from the dead, but it's like people who are kind of walking through life in a deadened state. And that is a reality. You know, we've talked about, you know, if you know, water shortage or a gas shortage suddenly happens and the grocery stores don't fill up. We see it with a hurricane, a natural disaster. Suddenly it is like living in that zombie apocalypse. People will move rapidly to that animalistic state of survival. You know, at all costs. And so we're not far removed from that. That's why our message is so much to, you know, be prepared, grow some food, you know, have some way of having access to something stored so that you can survive these bumps in the road. Sometimes they might be longer bumps than others.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, not to get off the subject, but you were talking about, since we were talking about shows, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I like Star Wars.
Yeah, science fiction stuff. I know we like that.
Yeah, not Star Wars. I said Star Wars. I meant Star Trek. I don't know why I said Star Wars. Of course, with the theme that Super Don made for me, it's Star Wars. But there's a show that I have been watching called Black Sails. Have you seen that? Either one of you guys?
I've heard about Black Sails. Like the old pirates or something?
Yeah. Very well done. Very well written. Have you seen a show, Super Don?
Black Sails.
I haven't. I just like Robert, I've heard of it, but I haven't.
It looks intriguing to me, but
it's really good. And there was a scene. Mm-hmm. Where this pirate, who's one of the protagonists in the show, he's being set up to be hung, and they send in a minister, not a priest, but a minister, to read him his rites, and basically tell him, you know, to absolve himself from sins. And so it's interesting because of what he says. The minister, he's kind of a, you know, creep, and he's saying, you know, something about accept this, and if you accept your forgiveness or ask for forgiveness, and the pirate, his name's Charles Vanes, and he says, if I've got something to be remorseful for, I'll talk to God myself. I don't need you to go through it.
Oh, wow.
And he says, I'd rather, you know, that's me. The minister's trying to push him, and he says, look, this is about you. The pirate says, this is about you. It's not about me. You're here because of you. And the minister says, me? He says, I'm the shepherd. And the pirate looks up. He says, you are the sheep. He goes, shepherd, you are the sheep.
Whoa,
it was
nice
really,
line.
Really heavy. It was a great, great show. But it started making me think about how our society is right now. Because those that are the pirates, because, you know, theoretically, we would be considered the pirates. We're the rogues. We're the ones that are out of the box. We're the ones that are running around, you know, we're the loose cannons, if you will. And the ones that are trying to rein us in, that are trying to control. Now, I'm not trying to say we're literally like pirates. Maybe Super Don, but, you know, not the rest of us, you know, but you understand what I'm saying. We are the ones that are living our truth, and we're bold, and we want the world to know, and we have our following. But the status quo is vested in us being the bad guys.
Very sure. Vilifying those that live outside the box.
Exactly.
You know, the rule breakers, supposedly.
And you have to break the rules if the rules are wrong.
Exactly. Yes, that is very true, very important, and it's a distinction that needs to be made, but it's often missed in this regard because those who are maintaining the status quo are living in violation of the very rules, and in this way they try to convince you, no, you play by the rules while they're not, and it's great. The sheeple go, no, I'm going to play by the rules, not realizing, or even if they are realizing, too afraid to say, that ain't working, homie, don't play that game.
Exactly. Like the heretics or the traitors were really, like we remember Paul Revere was considered to be a traitor, but now he's a patriot. But
right.
Back then he was labeled as a traitor. Or the ones that were heretics like Galileo or, all these people that were demonized and villainized, as you said, later on, then it changes, the label changes. So you have, and I remember hearing an adage, it was pretty powerful, it said something about that in all reform or anything that changes, in the people that lead it initially are always labeled as the traitors or the non-patriots.
Right, right. Well, and, in this case, we're on the right side of history, much like Paul Revere. If we look at, at the time, branded a traitor. History looks back and says, no, he's a hero, a patriot. Exactly. It's funny, Liam Sheff's new book is called American Heretic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's taken it to another level and taken on all of the things he started with official stories. So he's been going through a lot for the next book. Really excited about that coming out soon. So as we move to zombies to vampires, this is the story I didn't get to last hour, which kind of stimulated our discussion there. A little lighthearted, but serious, too, as we tend to go. The University of Leicester, they worked up an analysis to figure out, because everybody's so intrigued with vampire movies and things, they said, how long would it take for Count Dracula to suck your blood dry? And according to the total volume of fluid and dynamics and other assumptions that they made, it's evidently 6.4 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the volume of blood in an average person is about 5 liters. And blood circulates in the body once every 12 minutes. So that means to totally drain the body. Why are we even talking about this? Wait a second.
That's a good question. Why are we talking? Partly because I'm punchy and sleepy and dopey and happy.
I like how you roped me into this. You start talking about this, and then I'm learning it, talking about how long it's going to take to deplete the blood out of a person. And I'm thinking, for what purpose?
Why are we doing this? You know what?
Well,
it's because
science has already cured cancer, so now you get to study things like how long does it take for a vampire to drink all your blood.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah. Now, thank you for clarification. Now I understand more.
You know, I was just thinking, we've been doing advanced medicine together for so long. We had to have one of the most unusual openings ever in the years we've been together doing this, because we got to throw the listeners off a little bit. We don't want to get them complacent or anything.
That's right.
We're going to dive into some advanced medicine stories. Don't you worry after this break. Remember, robertscottbell.com. If you miss a show, particularly when we get together with Dr. Bitar, medicalrewind.com, the easiest way to access it, and his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
That masked man was...
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
From young zombies to older zombies, the stories continue as the United States of drug America gets even druggier. There's a story, Reuters is covering it, it's all over the place, a study out of the University of Illinois at Chicago. Older Americans taking more medications. Now, this could be a moment of duh.
I was just going to say, I think this is a moment of duh, but go ahead.
It is, but what intrigued Super Don, actually, Super Don, what intrigued you about this story more than the fact that old people are on so many drugs and they've been zombified?
Well, like you're saying, I mean, listen, everybody knows this. It's not news, really, but what jumped out at me is that they've come up with a term now to describe people that use multiple medications, and they call it polypharmacy.
Yeah. Yeah,
polypharmacy.
Actually, it's not new, Super Don. They've actually used that term. They just haven't really talked about it openly. But yeah, polypharmacy is a term that I've heard at least 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer.
Mm-hmm. That's a new one to me. I mean, poly. I mean, the definition of poly means what? That's like
multiple.
Multiple, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what does it say? How many it has to be for poly? Because I would say two or more, you're polypharmacy at that point.
They said actually in the study said the proportion of older Americans taking at least five medications or supplements. It's interesting they include supplements in there. Went up in a recent study, so I assume from that statement that's five or more. But here is an interesting thing. The second paragraph of that, it is an interesting component. It says the increase in people using multiple medications known as polypharmacy paralleled an increase in the number of older Americans at risk for major drug interactions. Like, tell me something that I don't know. But, I mean, that they're basically saying exactly what we've been saying, and this is not rocket science. You know, the more drugs, the more
complications
for major drug interactions.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't take other drugs with other drugs, you're not going to have a risk for interactions with drugs you're not taking.
And then this Dima Quato, the study's lead author from the University of Illinois, says that's a common, that's a concern from a public health standpoint because it's getting worse. So, again, it really does qualify as a moment of doubt, but
This is filled with many medicated statements, and I mean the people stating them are on medication.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Incredible. Remember the whole idea of approving a drug. You would test that drug on its own, and the moment one doctor prescribes multiple drugs, or a number of your doctors prescribe drugs on top of drugs on top of drugs that they may or may not know you're on, already you're a human experiment at that point, because you can say there is no science whatsoever that we ever ran to conduct this patient on this drug, this drug, this drug, this drug, and this drug. It's just all, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. They actually talked about in this particular study that the ages that they studied between the ages of 62 to 85 that were living at home, so they basically excluded the inpatient or the retirement center type, convalescent type homes. And it was from 2005-2006 data comparing it to 2010-2011 data. And what's interesting is they found that overall 67% of the population between the age of 62 to 85 living at home were on medications or supplements. I don't think it's fair for them to have categorized. I mean, when you do a study, you have to separate certain factors, and to put medications and supplements together, that's not smart at all.
Yeah.
That's really diluting the results. But anyway, they said 67% were taking five or more medications or supplements in 2010 and 2011, up from 53% in 2005-2006.
Wow. Yeah,
so that's a 14% increase.
It's significant. And then another double whammy is that most U.S. adults lead an unhealthy lifestyle, according to another study.
So what is this? Is this like No Poop Sherlock Day today or what?
no Poop Sherlock Day. That's great. Thank you for saying it that way. I channeled you in my lecture at Cal Jam this past weekend because I actually dropped an S-bomb. I don't know. Did we mention that on the air? I mean, we can't say the word on the air because we got radio stations. But
let's make sure we said that the S-bomb as in S as in Sierra, not the F-bomb.
Yes, correct. I did not drop any. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
he'll do that next year.
Next year.
He's working his way up. Here.
Working my way up. That's right. Yes.
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. But it was, that about the story about UC Davis doctors basically injecting feces into the brains of cancer patients there to help stimulate the immune system to target the cancer in the brain. Yeah, poop for brains, exactly. You know what I'm saying. All right, when we come back, lots more broadcast healing as we go advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Stunning stat out of Germany, where you'd think the food would be cleaner. Maybe not. We'll get to that. And the beer after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think I'm the adrenal exerciser energizer bunny. I did some really awesome hiking. I got a sunset hike in Pacific Palisades with my good buddy when I was out there in California. I because we don't have hills where I am, we have some hills, but they're not hills like that. I was sore for a couple of days. It was pretty intense, but it was a great, great time to be outdoors over there. But don't eat the wheat, basically, if you're in Germany. You've been to Germany before, haven't you? You've been everywhere, Dr. Pitar.
Yeah, I've been to Germany a couple of times. Never stayed there for more than a day or two, but...
Yeah, this is the biggest controversy, of course. You know, you can mess with the German people and stuff, but don't mess with their beer. Somebody analyzed their beer and found out it was all of it just about contaminated with glyphosate. And now a follow-up study says 99.6% of Germans are contaminated with the herbicide glyphosate. Now it's on.
That's pretty unbelievable. The glyphosate issue is a major issue, but wasn't that, you're not talking about the study that found about the American things, is it about the American population?
Or is that specific to the German population. My thought goes to immediately, if 99.6% of the German population has been contaminated, where's the 0.4%? I want to meet them and know how they've avoided it.
You know, I totally misunderstood, because during the break when you mentioned this to me, I thought you said the American population, 99.6%, had been exposed to it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if possible, it could be that high. I wouldn't be surprised. But the fact that we've got a major Western country to be analyzed at that level to get to that number tells you that nothing except the 0.4% of Germans, supposedly, if that's true. I was just like, my question is, do they live in a cave? I don't know how you can avoid it at this point.
Yeah, well, if it's you think it's from the beer, is that what you think it is from? Or from?
Well, they did analyze the beer that had wheat as a source, was definitely contaminated despite the purity laws that were written in the 1700s. That's why they're up in arms. You know, even if they weren't upset about glyphosate, the fact that it's contaminated their beer, that's their religion there.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. You know, so I think that maybe in the U.S. it's not quite as prevalent, but it's probably pretty close to that. Wouldn't you say the number of people that drink alcohol, and if it is the glyphosate inside the alcohol beverages, or is it glyphosate from something else? You know,
well, here they're telling us that the barley, which is a lot of the beer is made from barley, they say that the barley crops in the U.S. are among the most polluted crops contaminated with glyphosate. I wasn't aware of that. We think always in wheat, the way they're desiccating at the end, but evidently barley is being hammered by glyphosate as well.
Interesting. Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I knew that it could be found in certain types of grain products and that it was quite prevalent, but I didn't realize it was that prevalent.
Yeah, a new study shows 99.6% of Germans contaminated with glyphosate, writes Nicole Sagener. The news comes as the EU puts off a crucial decision on whether to reauthorize the chemical, described by IARCs as a probable carcinogen, until 2031. So they're not even going to go revisit this topic until 2031. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, they can't hide it. And this is a nightmare for Monsanto. Because, you know, when you hit the sacred cow of any, let's say, a country, let's say somehow you in India you did literally do something to the sacred cows, again, it's on, right? But, but in Germany, it's the beer. And now that they found all of their beer is contaminated, suddenly it's like Monsanto's, you don't have enough money in the world to counteract that negative publicity to buy the PR agencies to kind of convince the Germans that it's okay to have glyphosate in their beer.
Right, like hiring the Bill Nyes of the world to go back to their word, exactly like we covered a couple of weeks ago. Well, you know, this is an interesting thing, too. When you start looking at the issues of the glyphosates or any of these issues, or any of the organophosphates or the fluorinated hydrocarbons or any of the benzenes, the toluenes under the category of the persistent organic pollutants. So you start looking at the metals, the mercury, the lead, the whatever, or you look at the opportunistics, you look at the, you know, all the things that I talk about in the seven toxicity philosophy in the book. When you start looking at this, you have to realize that this is an additive phenomenon. So it's not just one thing. So now you look at the radiation from ambient cell phones and the Fukushimas and et cetera, et cetera. You look at the toxicity in the vaccines from the additives and the preservatives and the mercury and the formaldehyde and all this other stuff, and you start looking at the glyphosates in the beer that they're drinking. You start looking at all these different things. They're additive, and they increase the burden on the physiological system until eventually the bucket can no longer handle the load, and it starts to spill over, and that's when you start having the problem of carcinogenesis or any oncogenic process or whatever is going to happen. And so by looking at one thing and saying, well, you know, this one thing may or may not cause cancer, or this thing, you know, it may have some low probability of cancer causing cancer, but you start adding them all up, they increase, and they increase. And it's not a linear increase, it's an exponential increase. And
you're
this
right,
is the thing that people have to recognize.
Well, and we look at the pollution of the Victorian era, right? Go back in time now because there's an article here about Victorian diseases making a comeback.
you look outward for the most part in that era of the coal burning that was happening, suddenly the crowding inner cities, the blocking out of the sun, and all the diseases of that era. They're making a comeback, but you look up in the sky, of course, we do see these so-called geoengineering chemtrails, but we don't see as much black soot smoke, even though there is some of that, too. And then they tie it in the story to antibiotic resistance rising, as if back then in the Victorian era, it was the same thing. Well, we must add resistance to antibiotics back then. They had no antibiotics back then other than what the natural world provided, those that knew about silver, oils, etc., that existed way back when. But the pollution being external, what you've just said prior to me breaking in, speaking, I don't even know how I am still, but is the internal pollution that we've accelerated that you can't see, whether it's in the syringe of a vaccine or the glyphosate-contaminated food that you can't see.
Yeah, and it's the intrinsic and the extrinsic environmental toxicities we're talking about. And it's, so you're absolutely right. This is just, and it, you know, basically adds to the point that this is an additive phenomenon. It's the extrinsic, it's the intrinsic toxicities, and each one of the different components pile on. And, you know, it's not the 1+1=2, it's the 1+1=5 type of phenomena.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to look to resolution for folks. Again, why is detoxification a recurrent theme here? Because if we do not clean the garbage out of the dump that has become our bodies, all the good stuff you try to put in will have nowhere to go, and it's not going to work for you.
And it's something that's happening more and more in the it's happening more and more in society, generally speaking, but I think it's a global phenomenon. It's not just in our society, in the Western society. It's happening other places, too. You start looking in the Far East. You start looking in places like China and the industrial pollution that's taking place there and the awareness of that population of what's going on. And you start – they're hungry for this type of information. You look at any part of the world, there's no square mile of the planet that has not been exposed to some level. I think you and I talked about this a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. On one of the shows about 2-3 years ago, back in 2001, 2002 time frame, I had spoken in the Mediterranean in Malta. And, you know, beautiful, pristine Mediterranean Ocean as the plane was coming down, the airline hostess walked by and, you know, said, do you want a local newspaper? I said, sure, and I grab it. And in the front cover, it's talking about how there was some protests because of the level of mercury and cadmium. I think it's mm-hmm. mercury and cadmium in the water that had been found. And they had all these signs posted, do not swim in these beaches. And they actually falsified it and put it down that it was due to shark attacks. But the local fishermen said, there's been no shark attacks here. What the hell are they talking about? And they came to find out that it was actually the level of cadmium, lead, and mercury in the water. I think it's cadmium, lead, and something else. I'm not sure if mercury was one of them, but it was definitely cadmium, mm-hmm. lead. And they were outraged because under false pretense, they were preventing people from going into the ocean under the pretense that it was shark attacks, and it had nothing to do with that. It was the quality of the water. So there's no place on this planet that has not been affected by this toxicity we're talking about.
Yeah, it is absolutely stunning. And, of course, let me just say this. Folks, you listen to us each week or the show all the time, you're getting obviously a powerful positive. Even though we're covering something that might be determined, oh, that's a negative story, it's about pollution. But the positive is that, like Dr. Bittar has written about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, Ty and I have written about Unlock the Power to Heal, the theme here, of course, is cleaning up our act. We don't have control over everything in our environment, but I think we're asked to control for that which we genuinely have control of. And that's the thing where we bring the power to heal back to each and every one of us. It's not Dr. Bittar doing it for you. It's not me doing it for you. You're having to take these steps. And, you know, sometimes you feel so, disheartened by it all. A lot of folks will just throw up their hands and go, well, it's just overwhelming. It's too much. I give up.
Yeah, and I think that just being aware of it and being cognizant of the fact that this is an issue,
mm-hmm.
And just doing small, simple things on a, mm-hmm. you know, that's one reason in the way I wrote the book, I have the 9 steps, and then each of the steps I have maybe 5 or 6 different things people can do, and I say that just do one thing from each step. And if that's too much, then just do one thing, period, from just one of the steps. Pick it, and slowly but surely start working towards it. And I think that's what it comes down to. We shouldn't be overwhelmed.
Yes.
We should, you know, we just doing something. And that's one reason I love the slogan of the show, The Power to Heal is Yours, because it's giving people that, from an energetic basis, the realization that, hey, you can do this. It's up to you. It's your choice. The intention, you set the intention, and then you start proceeding. And whatever it is, even if it's, you know, I can't walk a mile a day. Okay, walk a half a mile. I can't walk half a mile. Fine, walk a quarter of a mile. I can't walk a tenth of a mile. Fine, get up and walk from the couch to the living room. You know what I mean? And to the dining room, to whatever. Just start somewhere and just start it, and the process continues.
Well, and we talk about baby steps. That's another common theme. Just like that, you know, you didn't start by running a marathon when you first started to try to walk. You took those baby steps. You built the strength. You did the things. And so some of you may have the wherewithal to take a leap, you know, but you might not take the second leap. However you go, it's your pace. You get to set it or work with someone that can work with your pace. We don't go in even to an Olympic trainer or athlete or former athlete to help us become very good at some athletic endeavor and become that good overnight. These are common concepts, but yet we forget about that in terms of our health, even though we can apply it readily with athletics.
And here's the thing, that when you do something to an extreme level, especially lifestyle modification wise, the chances are it's not going to stick because
that's
it's
right.
too much. You may be able to do it for a couple of weeks, a couple of days, but you're not going to be able to stick to it. There's an old adage that that I was taught. I don't remember who taught it to me, but I've taught this to my sons. Once difficult, now easy. Just start the process and keep it going. And, you know, when people just know that my daily routine is, you know, three sets of 55 push-ups, they think that's so amazing. But it's not, because when you do them, it's, you know, it's after a while, the body's just like, so what, you know?
Yes, exactly.
You know, you make a sweat type of thing.
Exactly. All right, one more segment, and it looks like I have rallied thanks to Dr. Rasha Bitar and, of course, Super Don. We're going to be back a little bit about breast cancer, maybe antibiotic resistance as well, before we take off for the night. You hosers in Canada, we're going to see you soon, too.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We were talking about polypharmacy earlier in the show with Dr. Bitar. Superdon hadn't heard about that, and that's the multiple drugs. And they even kind of threw supplements into the mix there. There's another story in the study. They kind of reference, they cross over a little bit. The headline on CNN reads, "The growing danger of mixing prescription drugs and supplements." One of the examples they give is warfarin, a blood thinner. They combine it. If you combine it like with someone taking omega-3 fish oils, you can increase the risk of bleeding in certain patients. Now, I remember years ago, my buddy, and I've told the story on the air, Dr. Bitar, Michael Bednarik. He was presidential candidate 2004 for the Libertarian Party. He came to my home, and we were still living in Atlanta back then. And his arm had swollen up. It was clear he was bleeding internally. It was like a holy you-know-what moment. And I did the remedies that I needed to do immediately to stop some of the bleeding. But I said, what happened here? And the doctor had given him some warfarin and aspirin. And I've read about the combination of those two. I'm thinking, wouldn't that also be contraindicated? Because aspirin's known to thin the blood, too. And he's bleeding out. Now, we saved him. Obviously, he's alive and well today. But it's not just drugs with supplements. It's drugs with other drugs.
Or it's just drugs by themselves, and they just take supplements to blame it on them. You know, it's very amusing if you start looking at the way that they've done this. In that first study that we covered in the first part of the show, where they talked about, they categorized the drugs and the supplements together, that they were trying to show it's going from 53% in 2005-2006 to 67% in 2010-2011 time frame. So they're categorizing the drugs and the supplements. First, they say supplements aren't good, and they don't do anything, and you know, you need to be on drugs. Now they're trying to associate, guilt through association, bringing the supplements into the drugs and saying, you know, there's an increased burden that people are having from these drugs and supplements together. And now they're trying to say that, hey, supplements and drugs aren't good because they cause these interactions. Leave alone the fact that if you didn't have the supplements on board, you're still going to get those same bloody reactions, but they're just trying to make the picture that, hey, don't take the supplements, because the drugs are going to get the counter, the drugs are going to not be as effective. You're going to cause complications. This is something seen with the antioxidant role in chemotherapy. So when they say don't take antioxidants if you're on chemotherapy, because you're going to reduce the effectiveness of chemotherapy. Why? Because chemotherapy is a pro-oxidant, and antioxidants will negate the effect of chemotherapy, so you will have a decreased effect of the chemotherapy, chemotherapy's effect on the cancer. Well, yes, but you're also going to have a decreased effect of the chemotherapy on the healthy cells. And so, again, you know, they say don't take, they make the antioxidant the evil party, that it's beating up on the poor chemotherapy party. And it just, that's not how it works. It's just not how it works. You know, there's a role for the antioxidant in the body, because the body has its own antioxidant supplies. The body has no chemotherapeutic supplies.
Yeah, it's a very important distinction. But again, to vilify, kind of like we were talking about Paul Revere. Paul Revere, the British were coming, you know, we're independence, we're fighting, he's a terrorist, but he's fighting on the right for liberty, a new nation. And with the drugs, they're like, they're the status quo. The supplements are coming in like Paul Revere going, you know what, you can do a little bit better here. There's some things that can help you because your body actually needs them. And they're the ones being vilified here for combining with somehow the drug, interfering somehow with the drug. And in many cases, your point well taken, that it isn't even about polypharmacy, because you're darn right. It could be the one drug even given at an appropriate dose. We've seen that. The Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, Starfield Report, talked exactly about properly used, administered, prescribed medications being a leading cause of death.
Yeah, in fact, it was a third leading leading cause of death. So the first was, at that time, it was cardiac disease. Now it's cancer. Mm-hmm. And then it was cancer was the second one, and now it's cardiac disease. And then the third one that skipped over, and the fourth one was neurological disease. So number three was the appropriate use of prescribed drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as I've said for many years as well, that you look at number one and two, they're caused in many cases by number three.
Yep.
The drugs, right?
Yep.
Medical monopoly. It's not a good plan for health and healing, but advanced medicine is here with Dr. Batar each and every week. If you miss a show, GCN, our syndicator, has it. Of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcast at Epic Times, UK Health Radio and beyond, Talk Network, and of course, medicalrewind.com. Dr. Batar, we got to take them out. You tell them what they need to know, my friend.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.